Praise the Lord. It's a pleasure to be here today. It's a blessing. I've been here from the day one. And always the word has been coming. It was getting me in one way or the other. Praise the Lord. So all the word was being spoken here. I found myself, it was eating me somewhere. And I give God praise. Amen. Greetings from my wife and the children back home in Kenya. Receive their greetings. Amen. Receive greetings from Brother Kinoga. I called him and I was coming. He told me to come and greet you. Receive his greetings. Amen. I thank all the brethren here. Brother Kijoki and the rest, Manila and the others. I know all of you making us to be here, making me to be here. To be here is not by chance. It is divine. Praise the Lord. So I'm taking it very seriously and I give God praise. Thank you, Bert and the family. He's standing in this place sharing when we have our brothers like Bert are sitting here. It's an honor. Praise the Lord. So I want to hear what I will share. I share you because how can I share when they are here? They are just listening and we are sharing. I will know. I should sit down and they give the stuff unto us. But I had to share. Praise the Lord. But everybody was sharing about the spirit in the church today. The spirit of Jezebel, the snake. And then even now the picture of the python is still in my mind. The python is still in my mind. He was saying the python was sleeping. And he was wondering, why is it that the python is just staying there? No problem. Hakuna matata. When I was younger than the way I am, I come from Eastern Kenya, where Amber is hot and dry. There were many pythons. As a boy, I was playing with the pythons. There's a place they used to go and when they sun, they come out. So I knew at lunch hour, they are there. We watch, when they get there, they used to run and get in their holes. They are not dangerous. They fear people. But when they are angry and they get an animal, don't come near. They will finish you. So I got the vision. Why was the python sleeping there? People walking over. The python from our place, Africa, Kenya. When they have eaten, they are like dead. The reason the python was sleeping in the church is because it had swallowed something. When it is saw something, it is like dead. You can walk over it, you can sit on it because it has eaten until the food it has been chewed. Then later it wakes up. When it eats again, it sleeps. So the problem, the python in the chest has eaten the capacity. And it is sleeping because there is no more business. May God have mercy on us. Who shall deliver us from this spirit? The spirit which is in all of us, maybe it's only Kenya, run by the preachers. They make church to be a business. They're recruiting the member to the Freemasonry, the so-called pastors and bishops and apostles. Not in Nigeria, but in Kenya. They are putting the member, recruiting them to the society there in Kenya, but not in Nigeria. I think Nigeria, you are good people. You are good. But there in Kenya is terrible. I remember when I was a boy, talk about the cobra. The cobra
unless until you joke with it, it has no problem. But when you mess it up, it stands. Now it can either bite you or spit on you. This experience I passed when I was a small boy, younger than where I am now. We were killing them in the house. They were there. Everywhere they were there. But God delivered us. We will pray. Because it is not the way we look at it. We think it is. It is tough. One person and devil worshiper, he was interviewed and he said, we are very much organized. And the plan we have for the church, we shall eat the church squarely until they wonder, where have we been eaten from? They'll eat the church so hard that you wonder, what was that? There is a tsunami coming. Tell your neighbor there is a tsunami coming. But you must be ready by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. It's not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit. Open your Bible in the book of Luke. Chapter. We are in Luke. Want to share a little bit, just a few words. And you'll see what the Lord has for us for today. I thank God for his anointing in the house. We are in the book of Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1 from verse 26. You may wonder why is this man taking us? Why is our brother taking us? Let us share a few things. Are you in the book of Luke? Okay, there we are. I'll read. Bible says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice highly, favored one, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women. Praise the Lord. In the sixth month, an angel was sent. Praise the Lord. It was not in January. Neither was it on February. Neither was it on March or August or December. This angel, when he was sent to this lady, Bible says this, the angel was this lady. The angel was sent to this lady in a place, to a town, in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin. Praise the Lord. The angel was sent in the sixth month to this lady. And the ones who are the scholars and others like Brother Kijoke, they know the number six is the number what? Of man, the number of humanity, the number of carnality. When in the sixth month, where the humanity, where the carnality was full in operation. Hallelujah. When things then don't look the way they should be, when there is evil, an angel angel was sent in the sixth man, in the number of humanity, an angel was sent to somebody. I don't know whether you are hearing me. In the sixth man, where the carnal man is in operation, when the flesh, the beef, when the beef is at work, when the darkness and the evil is working, an angel is sent. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, my dear friends, it doesn't matter how things appear, even though the evil is prevailing. In the sixth month, when the evil is on, still there is a vengeance. Praise the Lord. Still there is somebody somewhere, only. There is somebody somewhere who is undefiled. There is somebody somewhere whom the angel can come in person. My goodness. I don't know how many of you have seen an angel, by the way. Not the angel coming to you. How many have seen one? Have you seen one, brother? When the evil, the iniquity, when the humanity, when the evil is on, still there is a church. Still there is somebody whom the master can visit. Because we are not going under, all of us. There are still remnants whom the Almighty can feast, whom the Almighty can talk to. Mary was fainting. It was a matter of choice. Amen. They spoke. It was a matter of choice. He chose. Hey. Hallelujah. She chose. Even though the life is the way it is. With all the goody goodies, with all the big men, with the big cars, whereby they just do like it and the car turns. She said, I'll remain a virgin. Hallelujah. With the high tech, with the technology we have. Whereby she could sneak somebody in the car with the tinted windows. And number sees her. She purposed. I will not divide myself. Can I say amen from somebody? Can I hear an amen from somebody? There is a merry company of brethren who are saying, even though the evil is too much, we shall not divide ourselves. And these people, this caliber of people, these mature brothers, these mature believers, they are moving on. They are being visited. Hallelujah. Bible says in the time of Eli, what was happening? The word of God was rare. People were only hearing the word. It was scarce. A rare commodity. It's like oil in Kenya, like in petrol in Kenya sometimes. Very scarce. But Nigeria have all the oil. Thank God you are blessed. Those times the world was cast, but somewhere could hear when God was calling, and Eli could not hear. It was the frequency, all the migration, how the level you are. Praise the Lord. The level you are, whether you hear or you hear not. Now that time when he made very well when they were there. Bible says this lady, she chose church. Brethren, can we choose? What is your choice? There is a tendency of us being on and off. We go out, we come back. We go out, we come back. We go out, we come back. And we say we are smart. Samson tried. That's our problem. On, off. But one day he was caught on the other side. The other side. The timing was wrong. He timed wrongly. So Bible says, this lady came from a town called what? Nazareth. A town which was far away. A town in a rural area. You know, in a place called Oshiago, you know, out there in the rural areas whereby you are not known. Whereby people, they don't know how to put on. They don't know the current culture. There's no .com. They don't understand things. My son and my daughter, they can gossip me in the house. My son and my daughter, they can talk language. Swahili, I can't get. The .com people, they have a language. When they talk, you are just there and they gossip you, they finish. This lady was in from the Oshiago, the rural places. As it not known. Hallelujah. But from wherever you are, the Almighty God will get you there if you are only. If you choose that I shall not defy myself, the Lord shall come there. Praise the Lord. Brother Bart, I salute you. You have been here for, I was surprised to hear that you have been here for the last 25 years. That's a sacrifice. God bless you very much. That's a sacrifice. You from night, when did he always see me coming here for all this year? Why not in another place? Why in Nigeria? Why in Nigeria? Whatever the people, the Lord, it doesn't matter where it is, the Lord will get them there. Praise the Lord. And now there are people, Bible says, there are people, whatever you are, whatever you are, they have thrown you, whether they have put you, if you remain only, the Lord shall make a declaration. Go for that lady. Go for that brother who is there. Go for that one. Go. It doesn't matter whether they are in the bushes. Go for them. And when the Lord comes for you, things are not the same again. When he has come for you, he has come for you. Praise the Lord. When he comes, he comes. And when he pushes forward, let forward drive is forward. No, but forward is forward ever. We are the people. Praise the Lord. If we purpose not to devour ourselves, brethren, I tell you, Africa will never be the same again. Nigeria with the kind of the people who are messing my brother Wilson up. When you are there, things will never be the same again. Praise the Lord. Can we continue? Bible says, then Mary said to the angel, say, and the thank you call him, but thought you call Joseph. 28. And having come in the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among many women. This company of believers. The favor of the Lord. You may be black as a charcoal. But when the Lord declares his favor upon you, period, it is done. Hallelujah. You are favored. You are blessed. Hallelujah. And when the Lord releases the favor, when the Lord stretches the hand, he never takes it back
ears, stretch the hand. You are favored. Why? The way you position yourself, the way I position myself, we must, as somebody, align ourselves. Praise the Lord. Most of our, sometimes we are out of alignment. Our cars, when you beat the potholes, you take them somewhere for alignment. I tell you, in this conference, it's all everything is alignment. We are being aligned. Hallelujah. I came to be aligned. And when you are aligned, when you drive the car, it has been aligned. It is not in Bambi. You are highly favored when you are blessed. When I align myself, when I follow what the Lord tells me to do, brother, sister, it doesn't matter my enemies. The favor, when it comes, it has come. They may curse you. They may call. They may say you are not always sober upstairs. They may say soon you are falling, soon you are going under. But because of the favor, hallelujah, they see you. My goodness, when I came the last time we were in Port Harcourt, what, 2008 when I was there. When I see the way we are, I say now this is a miracle. I say wow. There is no space for that time. We are not the way we are. I look out there. My goodness. I see big cars. Brother. Say, what's up? What's up? The favor. Hallelujah. When the favor comes, it comes. You are highly favored. You are blessed. These people, this generation, this church, these sons, hallelujah. Bible says Mary was expectant in the sixth month. And she was not carrying a girl. It was not a girl. The baby she was carrying was not a girl. Not a boy, but a son. Hallelujah. This company of unbelievers, the mature ones, they are giving birth, and they are giving birth to sons. Praise the Lord. We have a problem because we have no sons of late. And it don't want to be sons either. Because if you are a son, you must have a father. And the father must work on you. The father must work on you. In Africa, in Kenya, not in Nigeria. Men, when young men, they are a certain age, they are circumcised. My goodness, it's a serious issue. When I was a boy, I saw somebody came in our home by the word of my father. And they found my brother out there. Oh, my friends, it was not easy. I saw a man, he had a knife on his eye. The knife he had put somewhere. But he took my brother. And within no time, my brother was cut and I saw blood. I was scared. My father ordered somebody to come and I circumcised my brother. Hey. I saw blood and I was scared because a father had to circumcise the son. But today, you cannot rebuke me. You know where I came from? Do you know me, by the way? I can't, you know, they say in our place, I cannot see my father and I forget. I know him. If you are a son and you cannot be circumcised by your father, then you are a bastard. Time has come whereby we must be circumcised. We must have father. Mary was carrying a boy, a
a son in his belly, in our belly.
Now these common unbelievers, they are not easy people. Bible says, as you continue, have he come in the angel said, you rejoice, highly favored one, and the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled. And he saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest.
These people, these company of people, these believers, these sons, these mature believers, when they mature up, and when they are born, because they have been conceived,
they are not just NL people, they are people who are favored. Praise the Lord. Favor, brother, shall be upon us. This move, hey, it will take the world like tsunami. This move.
These sons, because they know who they are, they know the potential within them,
they will change the situation in Nigeria, in Africa, and all over the world.
America should know. The world should know. Latin America should know, all over the world. There is a company of sons, unbeliever, mature one coming from Africa. Hey. My, I don't know whether you are hearing me. There is, in Africa, where in Nigeria, you know, you are better in soccer, you are super, super Ingles, eh? The super Ingles.
When they are playing football, there is, in the evening, there is the last stretch. The injury time.
That time is a serious time. Where we are now, the team which we have here, this team, hallelujah, these sons, they are going to do well as in the injury time.
Praise the Lord.
Because the battles are being handed over.
Hallelujah. I remember, I think, you correct me,
when the Israelites, they were given the man the baton,
they ran with it. Ran with it, this gospel of the kingdom, they ran with it.
I don't know whom they gave it, I don't know that they go to Britain. And the Britain, they gave the baton over to Americans. And they have been running with it. Praise the Lord. And now the Americans, they are seeing the potential in us.
Here they are, because they know we can finish the race. Brother, we can, by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
In the real, I used to run cross country in Kenya Marathon when I was young. I used to watch other people doing relay. When you're doing relay, the fastest guy gets the baton. The number one guy gets the baton. The fastest in number one and the number four. They are four people. The first guy gets about number one, this is number one. Then the other, the worst of all, the best of all, number four.
Hallelujah.
The people of Israel, they were given, the Jews, they were given the baton, and they ran with their first name.
They handed over to some other people. And now the other people, they were given. And now it's time for us.
I know the guy from Nigeria, when they showed this, they ran like a legend in Pia. Wonder what has happened. The ball time. Pia.
We are going there. Praise the Lord.
By the grace of God, brethren, we are the sons. and we are with maturity. And when we are there, we shall put the enemy where he belongs. We shall put corruption where it belongs. We shall put that people where they belong. Because God is raising a generation. Is raising sons. Is raising mature believers. Not the ones who just always just no. Not the ones who are sucking the whatever. How do you call it? No. There are mature generations where they don't care what happened. They are going for the stuff. Bible says. Say these words, and beyond you will conceive your womb and bring forth a son. I shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. We are not simple people. We are the anointing which Christ, the promise which Christ was given. It is ours. We are co-heirs with him. Praise the Lord. The promise, the blessings. We are coming with it, so with him, we are the blessings. Amen. I say, and he will be great, and he will be called that. And the Bible say, and call son of the highest, and the Lord your God will bring him. We will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the people, the house of Jacob. Forever and the kingdom will be without no end. Says then Mary says to the angel, how can this be? Verse 34. How can this be? Since I do not know a man. The angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the praise the Lord. How shall this thing work? You may look the work end of you, end of us. We are scared. What will happen? How shall this happen? And he said, I don't know a man. What the Lord is doing, it does not need a human intervention. Listen to me. What God is doing, the hand of a man is not there. There is no human intervention. What the Lord is doing is divine. Praise the Lord. When the hand of a man is there, they say, oh, you know, it was me. But the angel told Mary, it is by the power of what? Of the Holy Ghost. What the Lord is doing is using human vessels. But with what is involved is the hand of God. I don't know whether you are hearing me, people. What the Lord is doing today is not by the mighty, not by our strength, but it is divine intervention from above. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? The way we shall conquer, the way we are going to overcome, the way we are going to face the enemy. This dragon, this one. Hey, hallelujah. The way we are going to handle the enemy. It does not take the hand of a man. It takes the hand of God. And we shall subdue all the forces. We shall be jumping over walls. We shall be getting them where they are, because it's by the power of the Almighty God. As I'm finishing, the Bible says, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that the Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God. That which Mary was carrying, that which is born will be called what? The Son of God. The ultimate goal is that we be mature sons, not babies. Naughty babies. No. That which will be born shall be called what? The Son of the Most High God. My Bible says, listen to me. Listen to me what the Bible says. Now, Elizabeth, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her own age. And this is how the sixth man, for her who was called barren. Hallelujah. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Look at me. When, let me do another verse before I close up. Listen to me. That nine. Now Mary arose in those days, and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah. Hey, praise the Lord. And entered the house of Zacharias, the great Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greetings of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice, saying, "Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb." Give me a few minutes. I'll be done. I'm almost, my hour is almost done. Praise the Lord. That which was to be born will be called the Son of what? Of the Most High God. And at the same time, when this person, God bless you, at the same time, when Mary was pregnant, somebody else somewhere, the same thing happened to her. Hallelujah. This move we are in, this sonship move, God is raising sons all over the world. Praise the Lord. There are sons in America. There are sons in Kenya. He is bringing sons from Latin America, from all over, from Europe. Sons are being born, and at some time, the sixth month. Hallelujah. And when Mary, God did a miracle to her, she, Bible says, she rose with haste. And went where? The inside of what? Of Judah. Listen to me. It happens in America, not maybe now in Africa. In Western world, they tell me, conceiving is a serious issue. They go there. When they conceive, maybe a week, they go to the machines, ultrasound. Is it there? No, the technology of today, they check, they will know whether you have conceived or not, and the machine will show. And if the baby is there, you see something, after 3 months or whatever, you will see something, the heartbeat, boom, 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 boom. It is a serious issue in those worlds. I thought to Mary it was the same thing. When she learned, I have somebody, and there is something within, by miracle, my goodness, I must go and tell them. I must go and tell them there is something miraculous is within me. Hey, but she left the east, to the inside world to see who Elizabeth. This message or
kingdom. This method of sons, it needs people who are not just say, lessy, lessy, oh, lessy, lessy. Slow movers. Not in Africa. How are they saying? The young boys in Kenya, not here in Nigeria, they are putting on some the big trousers. And they are sagging there. They walk slowly. They are not in a hurry. They are walking as if the world is theirs. They have everything they have in the world. But these sons, these companion believers, they are on the run. Bible saying, men run in the east, to the inside, hallelujah, to the house of Elizabeth. Listen to me. Sons, when you are running, know where you are running. You must know the house and the person you are going to. Wilson, God has mercy on you. You are not able to discern right house. You ran, but in the wrong house, and you call the wrong guys. Thank God, you have now found the right house and the right people. Can you clap for him, please? He's a mighty man of God. Can you clap for him, please? Hallelujah. Mary with the baby, Sharon, with the house of Elizabeth, in the inside, brother, come out of the valleys. Come out of the valleys. Sister, come out of the valleys. Hallelujah. The valleys of confusion. We are, this day we are Pentecostals. Tundu, tundu. Every time you are charismatic, you are there. Hiya, hiya, hiya. No. You must leave those valleys. Hallelujah. Move on the inside to the iron grounds. This simple life, low life. You are just simple life there. The filler, you say I'm a filler and you go, forget it. You are a son. Hallelujah. And the sons, they know what they want. Hallelujah. They are energetic. They are like Brazilian men. Hallelujah. I like the way that they are when they are playing football. The way they wamenjenga, but they are big muscles. Oh, they walk like this. I like it. Hallelujah. The sons, they know where they are going. They see just the home. And it was on a hill. For how long will the church sleep below here? The valley of confusion. The valley of fighting. Oh, I belong to so and so. Oh, my church. Oh, my man. Oh, my cow. Leave the valley, brother. The valley is your problems. Leave the valleys. When you leave the valley, you shall never fight with your husband, neither your wife any longer, because you are leaving the valley mentality. Our lives are up there, not here. Chicken Christians, chicken type of life in the valley. You give a chicken food, they scratch it first. How do you call chicken in Brazil? In Nigeria, chicken? Chicken? Huh? You got chicken like English chicken? The chicken stay in the valleys. And any food they are given, they don't eat for, they mix the soil. After they mix, they now start picking again. Chicken life, low life. But we are called to live the ingle life. Higher life. She went to Elizabeth, to the hills. Show the right house, show the right person on the A side, and they bonded. The last word. when angry at each other. Hey! Listen to me. What's angry at each other? The baby is within their belly. The baby jumped. Oh, yes. In this son, the son, they don't talk through seeing. They talk through sound. Sound. When the mothers greeted, the sons talked. That's how sons are bonding. Hallelujah. I see Brother John, I feel as if he is from a clan. Because we are bonding in us, there is that conviction. You don't need to be scared to know what is happening. Think when the sons talk. Hallelujah. It is over. You hear this one? You are born. We belong to each other, brother. Let us go. You are my brother. We are all sons. Let us move on in the fight with this good fight. Who are you? Are you a son? Or you are a nephew? Who are you? You must make a decision and make haste and run up the hill and choose the right place, because God is doing a quick job. He needs people who are sensitive, who can connect in the spirit. And they move on. Bow our heads as we pray together. Bow our heads as we pray together. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Tell the Lord something. I don't know whether you are ready to be a son. There is this corporate body, the corporate church, with the Mary mentality, which is ready to move on. It doesn't matter what happens. They are moving with the haste. They are going with the higher ground. They are linking with the right people. They are doing the right thing by the power of the Almighty God. Not the hand of a man, but the hand of God. It's not by power, not by might, but it's by the Spirit, says the Lord. Father, I worship you. I give you praise. You have brought us together at a time like this, Lord, for our purpose. Oh, Lord God, let your will be done. Let your will be done, my Lord, because the battle is ahead of us. Unless God, you intervene and do be with us. The enemy can thrash us like they can eat us alive. But because of thy divine power, by the divine connection, by the way you are talking to us, we are moving on. Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.